Memoirs of a Geisha by Arthur Golden. Copyright 1997 by Arthur Golden. This recording of the full-length reading of Memoirs of a Geisha was published by arrangement with Random House Audio Publishing Incorporated and was produced in 1998 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Bernadette Dunn. This book consists of 35 chapters and is 428 pages long. The following material appears on the dust jacket of the book. An alluring tour de force, a brilliant debut novel told with seamless authenticity and exquisite lyricism as the true confessions of one of Japan's most celebrated geisha. Speaking to us with the wisdom of age and in a voice at once haunting and startlingly immediate, Nitta Sayuri tells the story of her life as a geisha. In Memoirs of a Geisha, we enter a world where appearances are paramount, where a girl's virginity is auctioned to the highest bidder, where women are trained to beguile the most powerful men, and where love is scorned as illusion. Sayuri's story begins in a poor fishing village in 1929, when, as a 9-year-old with unusual blue-gray eyes, she is taken from her home and sold into slavery to a renowned geisha house. Through her eyes, we see the decadent heart of Gion, the geisha district of Kyoto, with its marvelous tea houses and theaters, narrow back alleys, ornate temples, and artist streets. And we witness her transformation as she learns the rigorous arts of the geisha, dance and music, wearing kimono, elaborate makeup and hair, pouring sake to reveal just a touch of inner wrist, competing with a jealous rival for men's solicitude and the money that goes with it.